Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. We might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please. This is the
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes. The voice is back. The golden voice. I'm back in full effect. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City. If you've never listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, welcome.
Word.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know there's new listeners every week. Just to prepare you for what goes on here, we do not fact check.
Let them know.
We do not ever, ever fact check. We go raw dog without a bag. My name is Michael Rappaport. Some people call me the Gringo Mandingo. Some people call me the White Arsenio Hall. Some people call me the albino rhino. My partner's name is Gerald Moody.
Yeah.
His last name rhymes with Duty. They call him G Monetti.
That's right.
G Moody. Fun loving. Or the Black Ed McMahon. 2015 co-host of the year. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. All right, Moody.
What's up?
I was crippled. My voice, I was crippled. For somebody like me that likes to talk shit and really prides himself on being a first-rate shit talker, to be debilitated like that was very upsetting.
Yeah.
Couldn't Aiello, couldn't Van Gundy, and I was just barely getting my words out. And then, like, you know, regular people, they want to come up to you and talk to you, and they're like, and I'm like, my voice is fucked. I'm like, well, what's the matter? I'm like, if I had to tell you about it, it would perpetuate the problem.
Right. Make it.
Asshole you.
Make it worse.
But today, we're in New York. I just want to tell you a couple of things. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast this week March 17th through the 20th, we'll be in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest Film Festival, Music Festival. We're taking over the whole fucking place.
That's right. Austin, Texas.
So if there's any I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast fans who will be at South by Southwest this week, we're going to be there.
Yes.
Eating and just drinking.
Having a good time.
We're going to be live podcasting. We're going to be on TuneIn Radio.
That's right.
We're going to be on regular radio is accepting us. It's going to be a shit show. We're going full fucking Iverson. Yo, we coined the term full Iverson.
We're going full Ivo.
Full Iverson. We never go half Iverson.
Full Iverson.
Full Iverson from South by Southwest. And remember, April 1st, Westwood, California, the Crest Theater, live screening, music, special guests. We're giving away free shit. All True Romance, everything. We're screening the cult classic that I had to be the pleasure of being a part of. True Romance at the Crest Theater. I would love people to come out. It's going to be fun. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing it big time. Shit. And I don't know what else, man. I'm just glad to have my voice back, man.
Yeah, me too, man.
But it was my voice.
Yeah, you sounded like a little...
I sounded like shit.
Yeah,
I was struggling, man.
But you did keep it up, and you did good.
I kept it up, and we got through it.
Yep.
And now we're on the other side of it. I don't want to go back. I called my doctor, and I was like 11 days in and not having a voice.
Right.
While I was also working, trying to act. And I was like, I can't fucking talk. This guy said... He's like, well, what's the matter? I said, you can't tell what the fuck is the matter?
Wow.
I need some fucking drugs. I got a shot in my ass the other day. It didn't work.
Jesus.
He gave me a Z-Pack. You know, you could eat all the ginger and the lemon and the chicken noodle soup and the matzo ball soup and the fucking, the oregano oil and all the fucking, the special anecdotes from the fucking stores. But at the end of the day, if you're really sick, give me the fucking drugs.
Right.
Give me the drugs. I tried the orange juice for 3 days. Didn't do shit for my voice. And with the oregano oil, it didn't do a fucking thing. I got a give me a Z-Pack and a shot in the ass.
Right.
That cleared me right up. Yo, we just got championship rings. We just got official fantasy rings. Sent us I Am Rappaport Podcast championship rings. And there's a reason why they sent them to us.
That's right.
Because we're the fucking champions.
That's right.
So I want to sincerely thank the guys at officialfantasyrings.com. We love the rings. We learned about them during fantasy football. I gave one to Baba Booey, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Fafa Fooey. How do you like your ring? We have the diamonds.
Yo.
The stones in there, the red, the black, and the green. It says the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. On one side, it says, Wigga Please. On the other side, it says, No Facts Checked.
That's right. They did a great job. Shout out to my man, Greg. Great job. Love it. And I don't wear rings, but I'm rocking this.
Yo, I'm never podcasting without my fucking championship ring.
Of course. We won the chip.
We won the chip. So I'm wearing the ring.
Right.
Okay, and it's big and it's gaudy as it should be. Mm-hmm. The I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast is big and gaudy as it should be.
For sure. Hey, speaking of acting.
Yes.
I know you was working with Woody Allen. How was it doing your third installment with the great Woody Allen?
Loved it. I got the pleasure to work with him again on this new Amazon television show that he's doing with Miley Cyrus,
Hannah,
and Elaine May.
Right.
starring Woody. I can't give away too many details because Woody will have you whacked.
Right, right.
But it's been in the press that Miley is starring in it alongside Woody. I got called back for the third time. I'm a three-peat customer. And, when your agent and manager says, Woody Allen... I literally said, where and when?
Right. And you flew out.
Where and when?
Right.
Where is it and when is it? And I'm there.
That's right.
No questions asked. I don't care what the part is. Nothing.
Wow.
And he's a pleasure to work with. Easy, totally trusts you.
Trust your skill.
Trust your skills. Trust your the actor's skills.
What do you mean by that?
So, first
he
of all,
he trusts you.
He knows if he likes you or not. You don't have to audition 17 times.
Right. He can get it.
He gets it. He smells it on you.
Right.
And then when you get there, you shoot 2-3 takes, and then he's like, okay, we got it. Goodbye.
Wow.
He knows if you got it right. He tells you, and this is the greatest, yeah, let's say the greatest cinematic writer, comedic writer, for sure. He's unmatched. Unparalleled. Mm. The body of work, the awards. No one is, you can't compare him to anybody. Literally. Mm. You could say, no, it's in terms of the body of work and the consistency of work. He will tell you, if you do not like the lines that I wrote, Woody Allen. He doesn't say Woody Allen. But he will say, if you don't like the lines, don't say them. You want to change them? Change them. Say how you want to say them. You could work on a bullshit television show and miss a butt in between a couple, and they'll be like, well, you didn't say butt.
Oh, for real? Oh, that's how it is.
Yeah, because
they're
insecure.
Right. Woody's like, add your flavor.
Add your flavor. Don't add your flavor. Say right. This. Just make it real, make it genuine, and let's get the fuck out of here.
Right. And you prefer that method. Of course.
Woody Allen.
Right.
Yeah, that's the great man. You feel empowered.
Right.
And you want to give 100, not like you're being fucking like, you know, like you're a robot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to be in the new Woody Allen Amazon television show. It's the first stuff he's written for television. Miley Cyrus, of course it's a great cast. It's Woody Allen.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm a 3-peat customer. And I'm saying that not to brag. I'm so proud of it. When I got the phone call, I was elated.
Right. You said, I'm out.
Is it? When is it? I'm coming.
You just bounced.
So we're doing that. Now, just because my voice is good doesn't mean I'm not going to snort. I'm going to snort.
That's part of the show.
Thanks, Mr. Moody. So what's going on with you? How's the GoFundMe, the gloom for new fans? G. Monetti, his house was under construction, and the entire block that he lives in the Bronx burnt down. Yes. Luckily, his damage was minimal compared to some of the other people.
That's right.
But it was during the middle of a GoFundMe repair thing. The fans of the Iron Rapport podcast donated. And I know there's still some ILOs we need and some videos and the oxtail dinners. Do not think it won't happen.
That's right. All that is going to happen.
Things got a little bit... where are you? You're living in like... They put you in a fucking...
I'm in an apartment in Riverdale in the Bronx, man.
He's displaced.
And we still rocking and rolling. We still doing us.
Well, when do you think we're going to be serving oxtails out of the Bronx Gloom Tomb? Just give me that.
May.
You're going to be serving oxtails
in the month of May. We are about to start the actual renovation. Demo has been done.
Cue a beat, Miles. Let me get something funky. So you mean to tell me in May...
That's right.
We could rock these moody beats... This type of shit right here. And you'll be serving oxtails out of the Bronx Gloom Tomb.
That's
predictably
right.
In May. All right, let's jump into it, Moody.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm so afraid to talk. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my voice again.
Well, you haven't lost it, so let's go.
Okay. What'd you think about Drake? We got him. We ILO'd him.
Of course.
We got him online. If you haven't seen the video, it's up there. The other night, Drake was at the, he's a Toronto Raptors fan, which is going nowhere. They're a good team, and they might beat Cleveland. You're not winning the championship.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever. The NBA doesn't want the Toronto Raptors to win the championship.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not winning this year. So Drake was, there was like 5 seconds left in the game or something like that, and he was behind a player, this young dude in Chicago, and he was like talking to him. You could see him. And I think the Chicago dude... probably when he heard Drake's actual speaking voice, he was like, oh shit, his speaking voice is worse than his, because he's got that, you know, kind of like whiny, you know.
Yeah, that nasal.
He sounded like he got his snot boxes all fucked up. And then the dude got a 5-second violation, and then we ILO'd him, and the ILO sounded something like this. You Canadian cocksucker!
You hotline bling singing motherfucker! If Aiello was the ref, he would have been like, I don't give a fuck what fucking songs you sing! Sit the fuck down with your G.I. Joe haircut and your fucking beard, or I'll throw you out of this fucking arena.
And that referee, Skeletor, we call him Skeletor, he looks fucked up.
That's
that referee.
Skeletor?
You know which referee I'm talking about?
Nah, man.
With the deep set eyebrow, he looks like Terminator. He didn't say shit to Drizzle.
Yo. He should be like, yo.
Shout out to Drake.
Step back. Give the players some room.
Sit the fuck down.
Sit down.
Or I'll throw you out of the fucking building, asshole. You're
too close to the fucking action.
You ain't part of the game.
But, you know, speaking of sports, we had some shit with one of the great Yankees.
Oh.
Goose Gossage.
What'd he do?
He was talking about the state of baseball and how these young guys are flipping the bat, right?
Yeah.
And he called them punks. You know, Bryce Harper, he's a punk and this and that, and how they're disrespecting the game. The Latin ball players are by flipping the bat. Let me tell you something, Goose. That game you're talking about where you were longing to throw at a guy's head. You're reminiscing about that. Like, you see the guy flipping the bat, you tell your friends, if it was me, I would throw at his... So you try to kill the man for flipping a bat.
Right. The game is boring as shit.
Right.
Thank God for the bat flipping.
Right.
And how is baseball in business? How is that a business that people... Like a successful business? So go ahead. What do you want to say to the Goose?
I want to say to Goose, yo, cool out, man. Yo, those players are injecting energy into that game. Flipping the bat is the least of your worries. You threw the pitch, and he knocked it the fuck out of there. Why are you worried about him?
Right.
Right?
if I hit a fucking home run when somebody was throwing a hard ball over 100 miles per hour at me.
And then it's like unwritten rules. He's styling around the base. Why you care about this motherfucker?
Right.
You got to worry about your pitching. Your pitching ain't up to snuff.
Right.
If he knocking your shit over the wall, it's you. It ain't him.
Right.
He's one of these old motherfuckers like the Big H.
Like the Big H, Oscar Robertson.
Right. That can't mellow out with age and understand, like, yo, this is the game. This is it now. I love these kids.
Right.
Why you can't be like that?
You don't want to celebrate them.
Right.
You want to shit on them, Goose.
Right.
You want to put goose shit on them.
Come on, man.
Have you ever seen a goose shit?
Goose shit.
Have you ever actually seen a goose shit, like at a zoo? It's like big blobs of pigeon shit,
right?
But it's a goose shit.
And that's what you want to do to these little young...
And speaking of the other Yankees, what about fucking Paul O'Neill? Paulie O'Neill.
Yeah. He stepped out there.
Former New York Yankee, beloved Yankee, gave his endorsement.
He likes what Trump is kicking.
Yo, I'm a little surprised by the amount of the racial. Somebody in a New York Yankee jersey, in a New York Yankee shirt. I don't know where the rally was. Said something about go back to Auschwitz.
Oh, word. Yeah, I heard.
And I was like,
damn, that's what it is.
You got a Yankee shirt on? You fucking piece of shit.
Yo.
You from New York?
No. Not everybody that wear that shit is from New York.
I was like, yo, man.
It can't be.
And now people are going to the protest like ready to fuck.
Ready to set it off.
When you see a 78-year-old white guy punch a
snuff motherfucker.
Snuff, cold cock, or however old black kid. Other motherfuckers like, yo.
Yo, it's on.
It's on.
Thanks, Donald.
Good shit.
Yeah, this is what you... See, this was...
He should be... And he, you know...
That's that rhetoric.
The Hillary, the Bernie, the Rubio, the fucking... Who dropped out today? Rubio, Cruz? He shitted on... Another guy fucking annihilated him. Yo,
He's going to get us into some shit.
Yeah.
And my prediction is this. Some vegetarian hipster fuck from Minnesota or some hardcore hipster town, because they got a lot of hipsters in Minnesota. Shout out to Minneapolis. I say that I like Minneapolis.
Me too.
We spent a lot of time in Minneapolis during the Making of Beautiful Girls. Me and Moody were out there for like 3 months losing our fucking shit.
I love Minneapolis.
Wow. We went nuts out there,
I like it. I like it.
It went crazy. Somebody's going to take a pot shot at Trump.
They did. Remember they tried to run up on the stage on him.
They're going to start pulling out that Lee Harvey Oswald on him.
Pulling out that.
Yo, because he's inciting that. Like, I'm not Mr. Politics. I've never seen a candidate, Republican, Democrat, fucking independent, be so, cause such a frenzy and the emotions are so, you know, they're so beloved or to hate. And the fact that he's in contention to run for president is frightening.
He's presidential in an 1890s kind of way. Right? And check why I say that. Check this quote.
Presidential in an 1890s kind of way. Good one, Moody. See, this is why G Monetti, aka G Moody, rhymes with duty, it was a 2015 podcast co-host of the year. Go ahead.
Check this quote. There used to be consequences for protesting. This is what he says. And I'm saying what he really means is like the consequences are sicking dogs.
Right.
Turning water hoses on protesters.
Right.
Those are consequences from yesteryear of protest. Now it's pepper spray. Next, you're going to see water hoses at them rallies. This is what he's talking about, man.
He's really on that old school shit.
Yeah. He makes no bones about it.
Donald
and that's
Trump,
why you have a lot of tension.
This is our last time we're offering it to you free. Take the slogan and just embrace it. I want to see you on a commercial to say, I hate the blacks. I hate the Spanish. And I can't stand those hook-nosed Jews.
Yeah.
Vote for Donald Trump in 2016 and make America great. That's the slogan we want you to say.
Yo.
I would really respect it. He's so close to just saying it. It's like he's going to blurt it out any minute.
That's right.
He just hasn't said it. Just say it. We're giving it to you free of charge.
Look at his whole crowd.
They're fucking wild for the night.
A 78-year-old motherfucker snuffing motherfucker.
Yes. And he said, next time we might kill him.
When I see shit like that.
Yeah, it's.
It looked like them photos, them postcards.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know if you know this, but the I Am Rappaport stereo podcast is proudly sponsored by Mac Weldon.
Yeah.
Mac Weldon is a New York City-based company that lives and breathes New York City. They make the best underwear, t-shirts, socks. Now they make sweatshirts and sweatpants at Mac Weldon. So soft, so well-made, comfortable, light materials and fabrics. You can shop online or on your mobile device. Check out in less than a minute. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable and look good. It's perfect for the guy on the run or the guy going for a run.
Right.
Personally, I'm a little bit of both. I like to go for a run, and sometimes I'm on the run.
Right. I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for 20% off your Mack Weldon underwear, socks, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and sweatpants. MACKWELDON, Mack Weldon, super soft, super comfortable, lightweight, and washes great.
That's right.
You put them in the washing machine, you put your large underwear in there, it doesn't come out like a thong. It comes out like large underwear. You put your extra large t-shirt in there, it doesn't come out like a fucking small.
Key.
MackWeldon.com.
Check it out, 20% off using the promo code Rappaport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. We love Mack Walton.
Here we are again in the midst of March.
March madness.
March sadness.
Why do you say that, Mr. Moody?
Everybody enjoys and gets paid from March madness.
This is when the money comes in.
This is it. Except the actual draw.
Yep. Who is?
The players.
Right. They get shit.
They get shit.
They don't even get good meals.
They fly around different arenas. They're not in school.
No. Why would they be in school? They're not there for school.
Right. And everybody gets paid. The coaches make $5-6 million a year, plus other endorsements.
Yeah, plus speaking engagements.
The basketball team actually funds all the other sports.
Right.
And you mean to tell me those people are not worthy of being paid?
Something.
Right? The Golden Goose gets shit.
Nothing. And Rick Pitino.
Step down, motherfucker.
Rick Pitino, the coach of Louisville, who didn't admit to doing anything but took his team out of the tournament.
Him
and that other fucking used car salesman, Calipari, they both make me sick.
Yeah.
And I love Pitino as a coach because I know he's a great coach, but the fucking jig is up. These two fucking snake oil salesmen.
Yo, it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yo,
there's a lot of them.
Yo, and it, you know what? They always talk about, we care so much about the kids and this and that. If you really cared about them, you would advocate for them to be paid.
Right, right.
You getting $6 million, but if you don't show up to the game, the fans would still come.
Right.
But if the players don't show up.
Right, don't be fooled. Just right. Because you're famous coach, the games would still go on.
Right.
Even if you were, even if these iconic coaches weren't there.
If they didn't show up, you think March Madness wouldn't, that game wouldn't go on?
No, they help it, but it would go on, and it would be the same thing with or without you.
What if the players don't show and decide to boycott?
No
fans.
No fans, no game.
And they're not worthy of being paid. Fuck you, man. This shit is over.
They should do this at the Oscars next year. Who's going to be the actor to step up? Everybody has a political agenda.
Soapbox. Why don't y'all talk about what I'm talking about?
Sam Smith.
Pay those athletes.
Yeah, instead of pumping the fucking LGBT bullshit agenda, which was, not that that's bullshit, your way of pumping it was bullshit.
Right.
The LGBT agenda is not bullshit, but you.
The way you rock it.
Why don't you get up there and talk about these fucking athletes who have never gotten a nickel? They can't even get a free bag of Doritos. They get suspended for 9 games.
Word.
You athletes want something free, you come to me and Moody. Free Oxtail dinner for any NCAA basketball or football player. Anytime. Anytime any NCAA basketball player is hungry, you're in New York City, you want a little something to eat.
NIT, you didn't make the NCAA.
You come to the Gloom Tomb, free oxtail dinners on us.
That's right. Bagel and lox, too.
Bagel and lox. You can spend the night. No Bruno. Instead of staying in those shitbox hotels, I'm sure they sit you.
Yeah.
I'll put you on a nice Casper mattress. You be comfortable.
You'll hit 50 in the garden the next night.
And you'll eat good.
That Casper will have you straight.
Yeah, the Casper mattress will have you will have,
yo,
you rocking.
I love mine, man.
Well, Casper Mattress is an award-winning mattress company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the customers. Of course these kids would love to sleep on them.
Of course.
Sleek new design delivered directly to your doorstep in a small box. Casper Mattress is available in 6 sizes, 10-year full warranty.
Look at that.
100 nights. If you don't like it, return it for free.
That's how you know the company knows the shit is great.
They'll return it for free. They'll refund you your money, and they'll either recycle it or donate it to somebody who's not a dumb fuck and who can't appreciate a great night's sleep. Casper mattress, free shipping, 2 to 5 days within the United States and Canada. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. $50 off an already fairly priced mattress. 6 sizes. Any of these NCAA kids, we put you on a mattress, we give you some food.
Right.
If they want to fucking, we won't say anything. Come to us, the commission. Oh, did you give? Yeah, we gave him some oxtails.
We gave him oxtails,
fucking
motherfucker.
Fucking kid looked like he hadn't eaten in a month.
Right. You don't want him to have anything, right? Not even
money.
Yeah,
we gave him some oxtails, stew.
Right. Motherfuckers is crazy, man.
And then in the morning, we took him for a bagel, cream cheese, and lox.
Right. That's right.
At H&H Bagels.
Or Russ and Daughters, like my man Bruce.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about Bernie Sanders possibly becoming president is that I feel like it'll be my time to actually get to the White House. I feel like Bernie's going to be like, yeah, we'll let him in.
Yeah. I think Bernie will look out for you.
And then I'll be up in that motherfucker eating some shit with Bernie. Because Obama, he's not giving me any love. I think he probably like, this guy doesn't know how to act. I know he knows who I am.
No, Obama had this motherfucker from Hamilton up there.
Who?
The guy who made Hamilton.
Oh, Lin-Manuel. You know, I hear people, I haven't seen Hamilton yet. But the way people talk about Hamilton, you would think Jesus Christ himself was performing on stage.
But why do you think it's so? Like,
I don't know.
You have any?
I listened to the soundtrack. It's not for me. I'm not. That's just the soundtrack.
Is it a hip hop?
No.
Oh, they claim
it's not hip hop. It's like
Hair. What?
It's like educational hip hop. I mean, they're rapping, but it's not hip hop. It's like, you're at the Broadway theater and you're gonna watch the Hamilton play, Papa, and it's kind of like that type of shit right there. It's not for me.
Right.
That's what the shit is. I haven't seen the play. I got to tell you, some reputable people have told me.
The shit is all right.
But when I listen to the music, I'm like, I don't like that kind of shit. It's not Sesame Street shit.
Oh, Count Dracula type shit.
A one and a two
and a three. Damn, son.
But people love Hamilton. I haven't seen it, so I can't judge. But he was on the what? He was on the White House steps.
He was, with Obama, doing that a one and a two and a three.
Hey, my name is the Count Dracula. Right.
And that's being said as hip-hop.
I wish I could rhyme. If I could rhyme, I would be going after rappers. I would go after Kanye, and I say this with respect. I would go at him the way Nas went out Jay-Z, and then when Jay-Z went at Nas.
Yeah, with that ferocity.
With that ferocity. And they went at it, and then it was over, and it was said and done.
They shook hands.
Why nobody's going at Kanye, I don't get. And just in hip-hop. I'm not talking about beef and Biggie shit and killing.
Yeah, just like, yo, let's just rip this.
Let's see what you
they
got,
don't do
money.
That shit no more.
They don't do it. Somebody should be going at this dude. Like,
let's
yo.
Let's see what his chops.
Let's see what you got. You. It's like, yo, every now and then you gotta defend the belt.
You're the top king, right?
You're that guy.
You're that guy. So they should all be going.
I think about this daily. Recently, since he put out his record,
right,
that came and I don't hear it on the radio.
I don't hear that shit. Yeah, I don't hear that.
I haven't heard it on the radio. Maybe. I don't know.
Like James Brown said, when you think grits is groceries, you lose your thing.
Mm. Say that again?
When you think grits is groceries, you lose your thing. See, that's that old Southern shit.
Mm. And I haven't heard any of those songs on the radio. There was a lot of hoopla. Yeah. But I'm saying if I could rap, if I had the skill set of a Nas or an Eminem or, I don't know, what would be realistic like for me? Like even like a Lord Finesse or a Big L. Like if I had that kind of like boom,
skill,
boom, that kind of punchline shit. I would just go at
him. Rip him to shreds.
And then he'd come back. And he'd be like, you hook-nosed Jew. What the fuck you want to do? And I'd be like, oh.
Right.
Oh. Hold and then up. I'd come back at him.
We need that. That makes it entertaining.
I don't know why no one's doing it.
Right.
I don't know why.
Think of the battles we've had. LL went at Hammer, went at Ice-T. Think of all that.
It's part of the culture of hip hop, but so is having a DJ. We know that happened.
Cannabis, LL.
I don't get it. I don't know why no one is like going at him. Even Drake and Meek Mill, they went at each other.
Right, right. He's the only one that's
why
not targeted.
Why is nobody not going at him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. They don't mind them tight jeans and all that old stonewashed bullshit.
And he said he's the best. Somebody else has to think they're the best.
Jay-Z should get him.
He's on his label.
Start up some shit. Right. I'm not with all this shit.
Right. If I had that skill set, I'd be like, yo, I'm going at money on the reg.
Yeah.
I would go at him hard over break beats, other people's beats, Nelly Furtado beats. I'd be jacking for beats. I'd be going over all kind of shit. Led Zeppelin beats. I'd be going fucking all fucking Rolling Stone beats.
Just try to kill him.
Just, yo, what you gonna do?
Right.
And then, and we get into it. And then when it's over, like, yo, we make a song together, we make money. I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Speaking of beats, Miles, let me get something funky and just for like 15, 20 seconds.
When you say funk, Miles, take funk to heaven in 77.
Mm.
He knows what I mean.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let that rock under me. Miles, just let that rock. The people don't mind it. You know why the people don't mind it? Because the shit is so funky.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio is fucking out.
Everybody's bowing out. The New Yorker is the only one left standing.
Fucking freak. You know that a couple of years ago, I remember this story, and I just saw in the news. Reading the news is in fact checking, by the way. this police officer, this guy, this piece of shit, who shot two police officers.
Oh, yeah, from Staten Island.
Yeah. And the judge didn't give him the death sentence because he said he was mentally retarded.
I say, judge is mentally retarded. Because why you didn't kill this motherfucker?
Right.
They should kill your ass.
Right. Maybe you're a fucking retard.
He killed two cops execution style.
What do we need him around in life for?
He's mentally retarded, so don't kill him.
Of course he's mentally retarded.
Of course. See? The no good judge, man. Yeah,
of course he's mentally retarded amongst other things.
Right. What do you... You keep his life because he's mentally retarded.
Amongst other things.
He shot him in the back of the head and he tried to get away. That's not mentally retarded.
No.
That's a consciousness of something going... I got to get away.
Right.
You're thinking he's not mentally retarded.
Yeah.
Ronnell
Wilson.
You are.
I was going to give him the Sick Fuck of the Week. He doesn't get that award. Sick Fuck of the Week. We haven't given the Sick Fuck
Give the Sick Fuck of the Week to the judge.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy is really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick Fuck.
The Sick Fuck of the Week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did
what?
No.
No.
No. No.
The judge who didn't put Ronnell Wilson, cop killer, in jail because he said he's mentally retarded, although he was cognizant, big word, enough to run away.
Right. After he executed.
The judge, you are
the Sick Fuck of the Week.
He's mentally. We made a promise to watch I Am Kate. Because if we're going to judge.
Yeah. I saw the first episode.
Yeah. I saw the first two of the second season.
Yeah.
And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And more boring and more boring and more. And the thing is that we've been duped again by this crew. Because Bruce wasn't fun, entertaining, charismatic or funny
as Bruce.
Why did we think that he was going to be fun, entertaining, show-worthy, charismatic as Caitlin? We I don't know what we thought, like, because he's got a Well, she's got a new designer, new tits, new lips, a face full of Botox. We thought all of a sudden this person would be television worthy, getting a lot of backlash from the gay and lesbian community. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I find myself watching that, and I have a feeling, Rap.
What is it?
I want to see Kate get fucked. Am I fucking nuts for that?
Please go
elaborate.
On. Yeah,
I'm into, you know, you see her life or and what she's going through and everything, but I don't know. I just want to see her get fucked.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you're the only one. I know what you mean.
You know, I'm not a weird guy.
I want to see her get fucked too.
Right.
I never wanted to see another tranny get fucked, but Caitlin, I know what you mean. It's and I don't necessarily want it to be like, you know,
like so graphic.
But like, yeah, you're putting it all out there.
Right.
It makes you wonder. And I don't think you should feel ashamed, and I don't think you should be shamed for saying that.
Right.
You should be commended for your honesty.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Thank you.
I want to see him get fucked too.
Yeah, man.
I want to see him get fucked too.
And it's not a sick thing.
No. And then the guy who fucks him, I want him on the podcast.
Word up. No doubt.
I want to see that. I'm proud of you for being so honest.
Co-host of the year.
Shit. That's easy work. Yo, the Rapper Pack, the whole crew.
The whole click.
The whole Rapper Pack click online.
Love y'all, man.
Mr. Morris.
Word.
My man in Australia, the Australian Rapper Pack.
Love him.
They got shut off of Twitter. Because, yo, if dudes say some shit to me, they just go in.
Yeah.
And they don't stop.
Yeah. I love
it. Vegas, Rapper Chicks, Hubert. All you.
All y'all, man.
We see all of you. This one, there's a few of them that are really hard body karate. Yep. We see it all. You see us on there. We see you.
Yep.
We do all the tweeting for ourselves, and we follow you guys.
Word up.
You guys are no joke.
We are with
Smoking
that.
Joe Blazer.
Yeah.
My man Double A-Ron.
My man James Andre.
Yeah, of course.
The crew.
Australian Rapper Pack is them dudes ready to fight.
Yeah. See, even Twitter had to snip them.
You know, they shut them down.
Yeah. So that's how they get down.
And we also wanna we've got noticed that some people in the military, all the people that are listening to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast in the military.
Around the globe.
Safe. We appreciate what you're doing. We hope we make you laugh, chuckle, and bring some joy. And we hope that you get home safe.
That's right.
Your families are safe. And we appreciate the support, but we support you way more than you could ever support
That's
us.
That's right. Word up.
NBA playoffs they're coming up.
That's right.
And every single day, there's every single
guy.
Night, that fucking Steph Curry.
There's one guy that guaranteed to give you ill highlights.
You can't even put all his highlights in the highlights.
Someone tags me and I see him skating on somebody, a prominent ball player, just making him look like he's a piece of shit.
Fucking his whole thing up.
See, what Steph does, it looks like he's toying with these guys.
And, you know, he's not a guy that sweats a lot. You know, he's not like a big sweater. Like right. Moses Malone was a sweater. Patrick Ewing was a
dripper.
A dripper. Steph Curry, like he sweats. Obviously, he's working hard, but he doesn't. He doesn't look like he just came out of the shower.
It doesn't appear as though he's working hard.
Of course, he is.
Which makes it worse.
Makes
for the
it
defender.
More frustrating.
So let's put all this. We're going to bottom line this Steph hate, what he wouldn't do. I could do against him. Listen, man.
You ain't doing shit.
This motherfucker is unlike anything we've seen. I've never seen
a guy so accurate from so far.
Game after, it's not like he gets hot one game.
He's never hot. This is just how he gets down.
Yeah.
So this is one of, this is all the best shooter.
Yeah, he's the best shooter.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah.
And I know the haters are like, oh, he got to do it 5 more years.
He's been doing it.
He's been doing this shit, man. Just enjoy it. He's 28. Time flies. Enjoy it.
I don't think he's 28.
Is he yeah, his birthday was today.
Oh, yeah, he's a Pisces. I'm Pisces, too. March 20th.
The Knicks.
The Knicks are not making the playoffs. And the now Knicks are talking about having Phil Jackson coach only home games next season. I don't think that could possibly be true.
And he always want his little fucking flunkies to coach.
Yeah. Who's going to coach next year?
They are proposing Phil 41 and then Kurt.
Get the fuck out of here. If they do that, I'm officially out. I'm officially...
Kurt Rambis should be like, yo, I'm not your fucking stunt double, motherfucker.
Right.
Yo, I got my own philosophies.
Right.
I'm not you. You're not me.
Right.
Be like, yo, this is a fucking zoo.
That won't happen. There's no way that will... There's no way that could happen.
Yeah, man. I see they traded your boy who walked into the police station naked.
Oh, Chandler Jones.
Right.
Brother of John Jones, MMA fighter. Former New England Patriot who was on that
ooh-wee.
That ooh-wee. That K2 during the season and somehow escaped any sort of penalty. They traded him to Arizona, and you know they got that good rock out in Arizona. Arizona is like the Wild West. Anything flies out there.
But what kind of rock could he that made you say, yo, it's so bad. The high is so bad. I need to walk into the precinct.
The last place you want to be as an NFL player during the season.
Is this bag. Arrest me.
Help. Help. Help.
It's a lot of wild shit going on, rap.
Yeah? What else?
You got men being the face of women's clothing.
Yeah.
A lot of sucker shit is out here, rap.
No, I know.
And I don't know what... It makes you as a man feel like, yo, your whole existence is under siege.
It's in question.
Whatever you thought was manly, it ain't.
No, it's because of the PC, the fucking PC police.
Right.
The political correct police. The hipster fucks.
Changing the game.
Everybody's got an agenda. Every single person's got a forum.
Yep. Changing the game.
Every single person is, but you ain't really about that life. You're about that Twitter protests. An award show protest.
Yeah.
When they send them German shepherds to bite you in the ass.
And sicking water hoses on you. Are you really...
These straight male feminists who go around so proud that they're feminists. What does that mean? What is that for?
Oh, they got the men now that's feminists?
Yeah, and they're like, well, being a feminist just means being supportive of women being treated equal. Why you got a parade around all? Are you trying to get some ass?
Yeah.
They're doing that to thinking they're going to get some ass out of it.
Right, right. I'm for everything you're about.
I just said I want to see Bruce Jenner get fucked. What more do I have to prove?
A word. You an ultimate feminist.
Yeah. I'm freaky deaky. Yeah, I'll say it. It's times like this when it's good to open the Truly app and do a segment.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything to say, you run out of topics. We didn't fact check. I'm just happy to be speaking.
Me too, yo.
You know, I took a red eye in. My first red eye. And I don't know how many years. I haven't taken any red eye in years. I took one of these Klonopins. And a glass of wine.
What the fuck is a Kalana? You got all kind of shit.
Yeah.
I got hooked up with some Jews in L.A.
A lot of pins. The fuck is that?
It cooled me the fuck out. I was out. I woke up. I was in JFK. I slept the whole time. Damn. I don't know why I brought that up. What did I bring that up for?
Topics. Klonopins.
Oh, yeah. The Truey app, T-R-U-E-E-Y, poses questions, and then it sort of takes a poll on the answers. Here's the first question, the Truey app. I brush my teeth in the shower.
Yeah.
Dude.
Vigorous.
When you brush your teeth. I kid. Moody's got nice teeth. 76% of the people agree, 24% of the people disagree. I have been drunk at work before. No.
Never.
53% of the people agree, 47% of the people disagree. I don't do that. I don't drink, smoke, fuck around at work.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't play that shit. Jump in the shower before you turn on the water or after it's already on. After it's already on, 83% of the people disagree. We think I'm going to go in there scalding hot water.
Yeah, come on, B.
Or freezing water.
You got to let that shit warm up.
Burn my ball sack. Have you had sex with someone you met on the train? Moody? You want to tell that story?
Nah, man.
You don't want to share that story from 1991?
Nah. Not another episode. We rock that.
Okay.
Let me gear up for that.
But what was the quote of that story? The one line that we always remembered from that was...
What?
Oh, let me see that bad boy.
This guy making up shit.
I remember you said that.
Come on, B.
Moody doesn't want to talk about that.
I remember.
93% of the people agree they've had some sex with someone they met on the train. I'm just going to say this. Moody had sex with someone he met on the train right after he met her on the train. I'm going to leave the rest alone. People that post 2 second snap, whatever, fuck. Have you ever had a gun pulled out on you? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you told me, yeah.
71% of the people disagree.
I never had that.
I had it. I'll tell that story in the next episode. Would your parents get upset if you married a black person? My parents would give a shit. But that's a great question.
Yeah.
Moody, would your parents get upset if you married a white person?
Fuck no.
32% of the people agree. 68% of the people disagree. So I love the Truey app.
It's good. I love it.
Good conversation starter. T-R-U-E-E-Y. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb.
That's right.
And we'll be right back. Let me get some shit, Miles. I was going to do some Stan Van Gundy, my mom.
Save your voice. We're going to Austin.
We're going to Austin, Texas this week.
Save all that.
Yeah, we don't want to fuck around.
You want to be out there fucked up.
But I had some Stan Van Gundy stuff because I think that the Pistons in the playoffs, he's a little conflicted because right. I know that Mardi Gras, he likes to go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Not cheating.
There was one time when he was down in Mardi Gras with Rick Pitino and Jack Sigma, George Gervin, that he wanted to talk about.
Oh, shit. You gotta save that.
So Russell Wilson
is jumping the broom.
Just to get some ass. Damn. He's getting married just to actually get some ass.
Right. Because he put it out there that he was not... purposely not going for it.
You are really rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Getting married to a woman you've never had sex with and vice versa.
Yep.
And vice versa. You don't know what you're getting.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. And after not having any ass for 2 years, you think that, it's just like if you didn't throw a football for 2 years, Russell Wilson. You think that your fuck style
will be buck wild? You're one of the most backed-upest motherfucker out here.
There's no guarantee
if you don't throw a football for 2 years that you're going to be able to throw the football.
Right. You can't just come back. You think Dan Marino could throw 50 yards?
After not throwing it for 2 years?
Right.
So you think that your fuck style is it's definitely going to be...
Buck wild.
I don't know.
Yeah, so for grabs, man.
Ciara.
What if his style isn't to your liking, but you done married this motherfucker already?
Then what?
You stuck with it.
With all this public charade of...
Right. Mr. I'm not hitting nothing. You proud of that?
You think that's dope?
Right.
Those are the guys you got to watch out for. What'd you say you wanted to say? Stacey Dash?
Oh, yeah. She's just a modern. I can make the claim.
Yeah.
That this is just a modern, like in back in the days when the slaves were fucking plotting to get together to try and fucking get themselves out of that slavery shit and go attack the fucking slave owner. She would be listening. And since she was a lighter shade because of rape, she would listen and then squeal on them.
Mm.
And foil.
Mm.
So she's just a modern version of that in black history.
That's
for
heavy.
Me.
Right.
Because you always against.
Even if it's a facade.
Yep. What it is.
Even if it's a facade and that she's just doing this for like.
You're doing it for just like back in the 1800s. You're doing it to get closer.
Right. Right. You're right. You're right.
Right. Right.
That's a good point. I don't know, Moody. I know this. I'm sitting here with a District Lines soft ass Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirt.
I see.
Okay. And it's soft as fuck.
Right.
We got new designs, and if anybody wants to buy one, they're fair priced. More importantly, they're super fucking soft.
That's right.
All Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirts are available at districtlines.com/IamRappaport. And the thing about it is, if you wear one, you're going to be happy. You're going to look good. And we just got them for the fat fucks. And I'm not saying this to shame anybody.
Right.
There's a bunch. What do you think? We got like the best looking crowd in the world. We got beautiful women that love the show. I'm sure we got some guys that are good looking. But I don't expect the fans, the legions of fans, to be fucking male models. So we got 6Xs, all Damn. The way up to 6Xs for all you fat fucks out there that want to buy a soft ass Ian Rappaport podcast t-shirt. They're available now.
Right. You got the buff sizes from the fat boys.
Yo, we got it for you.
6X.
What else, Moody, man? Because I'm getting ready to shut it down. We got to get ready to pack. We're going to go to Austin, South by Southwest. I can't wait. Have you ever been to Austin?
Never. I can't wait to get out there.
I never been to South by Southwest.
Me neither.
We're going to tear shit up.
I want to hear those nice southern accents.
April 1st, Crest Theater. You could smoke that Dick Ritchie while you watch True Romance. You could smoke that Superboy while you watch True Romance with me and my man Toby Morse. Live music, free shit. The Crest Theater, cresttheater.com in Westwood, California. You could smoke that Rappaport's Delight.
That Superboy.
This is the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We're out. We're coming back. We're coming hard. And we're coming hard body. Hard body karate. And we done the damn thing. We did the Malachi Crunch.
Oh.
What?
I got one more.
Oh, you're frisbeeing it in at the end?
Yeah. Joe's Crab Shack has table decor.
Oh, and what is it?
Of Americana. Right, you know, you see baseball, you see all that. But one table had the lynching of a brother.
In a tablecloth?
Like on a table.
Damn.
And didn't I say that's part of Americana?
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what I mean. And then somebody noticed it and they were like, But that's part of it.
Right.
He said that.
Right. If you're going to put baseball apple pie, it's American is apple pie.
And that's part of the history. It shouldn't be there, but that was what I meant.
I hear you, Moody. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Gringo Mandingo. And we're done.